from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome in wherever you may be tonight. We are grateful that you're with us. Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Thank you for that deft introduction. We are always are grateful to be with you. And I am always so grateful on Tuesdays to welcome Valerie Delia back to the microphone. You know, she is the fourth generation of travel experts in her family. So when I think of travel and getting New Yorkers back and getting them out on the road and going where they need to be, I think of Valerie Delia. And of course, tonight she'll have some great deals for us before we're done. But we're also going to talk cruises and cheap flights tonight. So grab your notebook, because there may be some things you want to write down before it's all done. Valerie, welcome. Good to see you.
Kevin, it's great to be with you again. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, I was listening to the newscast at the top of the hour there, and Bob Agnew said for the townhall.com news, he said AAA predicts 37 million people are going to take to the road and go at least 50 miles for Memorial Day this year. That's 60% more than did that a year ago. That's good news, isn't it?
Oh, that's excellent news. Yes, and of course, 60% of nothing, right? From last year when people were just, home, put the brakes on. And so, yeah, I really am happy to hear that as well. To take a road trip over Memorial Day will be fantastic.
Just another little sign that it's starting to come back.
Yeah, Kevin, and another big sign that I think that it's starting to come back, and I'll be a little selfish here, it's that the Prime Minister Draghi of Italy, he is saying that vaccinated travelers in mid-May will be allowed in quarantine free. And that information comes from the Italian National Tourist Board. So I think that right there is a big indicator that things are getting back to normal-ish in Italy, which you know that, of course, I'm headed there, and that makes me happy. Although you do have to take a negative test up to 48 hours before arrival, or if it's not negative, then you will not be able to fly there.
Your vaccine, card's not going to count?
Yeah, it says no restrictions for vaccinated tourists, as long as there is a negative test taken up to 48 hours before arrival. So it's kind of like this double-edged thing. So you have to have the vaccination card, but you also have to have this negative test. I would kind of like it if they would just accept the vaccination card.
Sure.
But they throw this test into the ring as well.
I guess they're trying to be, uber cautious, which, there's some degree of understanding, particularly for Italy, because they did have such a hard go of it at least a year ago. And even up until just a few weeks ago, I remember you telling me that there were some pretty tough orange zones and yellow zones where you were looking at possibly being. So,
this
is all good news
as well. Yeah, a bit. It's now into, we're out of the red zone into a yellow zone. So what that actually really means, I won't know until I get there. And I'm very excited tonight for our first guest, who is Scott Kies, and he is the founder and chief flight expert at Scott's Cheap Flights. So he's talking to the right person here, because I want to find out what can I find one way to Rome within the next week or before the end of May. So looking forward to hearing what does he mean by cheap?
Well, when I saw that news story break, I think it was like late last week, Friday or Saturday, when the Italian prime minister made his announcement, I thought of you immediately. I thought, oh, man, this is good news for Val, because I knew you'd been vaccinated. You've been dying to go. Now it's just a matter of getting you on a plane and getting you over there.
That's it. So, and we're going to talk with Scott about how to get a cheap flight and what constitutes a cheap flight these days. And how does he go about finding these deals? I mean, I think I'm really good at Delia's deals, but, you know, like anybody else, I have to get in there and search for a cheap flight. And there's, many ways to do that. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from
him. I had no idea until you sent me Scott's information today that there was someone like him that existed. Because like you, I'm a little bit of a detective. I kind of, put my nose to the keyboard and try to sniff around and get the cheapest thing out there. What this guy does is amazing. Like, he makes me look like an amateur. And I think that's pretty impressive. But we'll talk with him. And then a little bit later, we're going to be talking about another passion of yours. The Cunard company is very well known. They operate all these huge ocean liners that have really been, world renowned, both Queen Elizabeth boats and some of the others. But Jackie Chase is from there, and she's going to join us and give you the latest scoop on that. And I want to know, because there was a staff meeting at the station today. Everybody was talking about this. Are the cruise lines going to finally kind of come into parity with what the countries are doing by way of standards? There's been all this debate about, not letting American ports of call be serviced by the cruise lines, and you have to go to the Caribbean or wherever to catch the boats.
Yes.
That doesn't seem right. If Europe and America and all these other places are opening up, why aren't the cruise lines? I got to ask Jackie about that tonight.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Yeah. So we'll get into all of that. And then you've got another hand...
hand culled
set of deals for us tonight, and I know that there's going to be some good ones in that mix and match as we go through it. So looks like it's going to be a pretty good evening. And friends, if you've got questions about travel, maybe you're planning trips for this summer or fall, you want to get some insight from Valerie on that, phone lines are open, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. But it's going to be, this is one of the things, I think, Valerie, I think there's two signs that we're really going to be successful when New York is fully back. When those cruise boats are sitting on the Hudson River and we're able to see them in port, and everybody's like, oh, there they are, there's the big boats, and then when Broadway's open. I think those are the two kind of benchmarks that you'll know
Yes.
the world is somewhat back to normal, when cruise boats are in New York and when the shows are open.
Well, I'm looking forward to both of those occurring for certain, and in seeing the cruise ships on the Hudson River is just such a New York sight. And I agree with you. And my thought is that these are kind of like little universes within themselves. And I think that's where the difficulty is when you're talking about a big country versus a smaller ship with so many people on it. And the fact, like, who has been vaccinated, who hasn't, who could potentially still, be a carrier of COVID. I think that's the difference then. But, you have a lot of outdoor space on these ships as well. So it's a good question to see for Jackie, to see what is Cunard doing. Cunard has 175 years of running ocean liners and running a cruise ship company. So she'll be the perfect person to ask about that and what they've been thinking too, because they're not starting until a lot of these big events that they're calling them, and she'll explain, until next year, not 2021.
Oh, so they're not gonna go at all in 2021.
We'll confirm that, but I'm looking at the schedule that she sent me, and many of them are in 2022, a year from now.
Well, I know you like to call yourself a shipster,
so
I know that you're kind of an expert on where these boats are. Who's going to be in the water first amongst the major carriers? Who are people going to be able to bank on in terms of being out on the water before anybody else?
I would say that the ones that are the most popular, like a Carnival cruise ship, something where we can get them in the Caribbean, and so it's not that far to fly to get there, and then to take a cruise just, you know, not a crossing like a Cunard would do, but just something port to port.
Right.
And I have some, and I have some of those eels. Holland America, you'll see a deal. I'll tell you about that tonight at the end of the show. So you're thinking about the popular cruise ships in that way, where we talk about port to port rather than what we're going to speak with Jackie about.
All right.
Which are the
good
crossings.
Stuff.
Yes.
Well, she's Valerie Delia. I'm Kevin McCullough. Mm-hmm. It is Travel Night. Phone lines are open, 877-970-2999. And we're going to talk to Scott from Scott's Cheap Flights next.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework, and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, Cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager for the good folks at BestHotGrill.com. They make the Solaire infrared grills, the hot, fast grills for everyday, year-round grilling. You may already have a low-temperature, slow-cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine when you have the time. But you don't have to wait for the weekend with a Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices, grills food faster, and makes steaks, chicken, veggies, and fish more succulent and tasty. Every meal, every day. And with Solaire's demo rental program, you can try before you buy, grilling all the foods your family enjoys without a salesman breathing down your neck, and see why the USA made Solaire is the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Try before you buy with the Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Gambling can be fun for most people, but for others, it can quickly become a problem with devastating effects. They may be gambling away their health, their relationships, their happiness, and their family's future. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week, by calling the confidential 800-GAMBLER helpline, or find out more at 800GAMBLER.org. This message sponsored by the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, Governor Murphy, President Biden, they should go out in force with the police behind them and say, we support the blue. We support law enforcement. This is non-negotiable. We're not defunding the police. We support the people who are putting their lives on the line. I stand with these men and women behind me. I dare a politician to have the guts to do that.
Listen to Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
All right, a little riff there from the Hot Sardines. Grateful for their contributions to the Radio Night Live family each night. And on Tuesdays, we turn the conversation to hitting the road, Jack.
to jumping on the boats and sailing for blue waters, to getting in the plane and jetting through blue skies. That is all about the travel. It is all about getting you reconnected to that great big world out there. And Valerie Delia is my special partner on Tuesday nights, and she's done so much to bring about some knowledge of different opportunities, but also keeping us aware of what the limitations are and how we can kind of plan around them. So I'm always grateful, Valerie, for you being here. And I know that Scott Kies is legendary because he's got a service that has helped people save gadzooks amounts of money on airfare. And, you know, as we were talking in the last segment, I fancy myself pretty knowledgeable about how to get low prices, but nothing like what Scott has done with his cheap flights service. And Scott, we welcome to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, Valerie Delia, we're glad to have you.
Kevin, Val, thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be here.
Scott, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. Your name has popped up a lot on LinkedIn lately, and with my trials and travails about getting over to Italy, so we thought it would be perfect to use me as an example of how do I find the cheapest flight from now until the end of May to get over to Rome one way.
Yeah, great question. So in general, I would expect one-way flights to be quite a bit more expensive than half of a round-trip flight. So if you can even give yourself a, you know, maybe it's a four-month trip, you book that return flight for later in the fall. If you think you're going to be wanting to come back to New York, it'll often be cheaper to have a long round trip than it will be to have a one-way. So that's one thing that I would
Good advice. That's great advice.
Would that include even like whatever penalties may be involved, Scott, to change the return ticket if needed?
Well, that's the good news, actually. And this leads to my second point is that quietly, the airlines have actually permanently gotten rid of change fees. And what this means is that when you book a ticket, you now are allowed to change your dates without paying the normal $300-$500 penalty that you used to have to pay. If the dates you switch to are more expensive, you do have to cover that fare difference. But if the dates that you switch to are cheaper, you'll actually get the difference back in the form of a travel credit. So all the more reason to be prioritizing cheap flights.
Okay, so there's no damage in me doing a round trip and setting it for, let's say, September 1st. Even if I can't make it, you're telling me that I won't have to pay a penalty.
Exactly. So you can take that same flight that's supposed to return September 1st and you can push it out to September 15th. You can push it out to October 1st. You can push it all the way to February, March, April, into next year and not have to pay any penalty to do so. Again, the only thing you would be responsible for is if there's a fare difference, but that can work in your favor if the fare difference actually is cheaper with the new dates.
What if I want to come back earlier? What if I want to come back August 15th instead of September 1st?
Ditto. Same difference.
Same. Okay.
And that flexibility, just, you know, the airlines, to their credit, made it a lot more, I think, traveler friendly by getting rid of those change fees. Now, the one thing you do need to be aware of is that this only applies when you book in main economy or higher. So main economy, premium economy, business class. It does not apply for those basic economy tickets. Those ones,
that's
your
good to
dates
know.
Are pretty well locked in.
Okay.
That is good to know. And so with your business, Scott, always wanted to know, what was the genesis of Scott's Cheap Flights? How did you come up with this concept?
Yeah, you know, it was a really serendipitous start for me. I was not born a cheap flight expert. I used to overpay for flights all the time. But look, when I was starting out in my career, I was not getting paid much money. I was hoping to travel, and I started to get really good at finding cheap flights. And it all culminated in 2013 when I got the best deal that I've ever gotten in my life, even still to this day. And that was nonstop from New York City to Milan for $130 bucks round trip.
And whoa!
$130. I mean, I paid more to fly back home to my, you know, visit my folks in Dayton, Ohio. And so when I stumbled across that deal, you know, I hadn't planned to visit Milan, but when you see a fare like that, of course you jump on it. I took this great trip to Milan, you know, skiing in the Alps and hiking in Cinque Terre and all this. When I got back, all my friends and coworkers kept coming up to me. Hey, Scott, I heard about that great deal you got. Hey, listen, next time you find a deal like that, can you let me know so I can get in on it too? And so it's like, sure, by all means. And that was how Scott's Cheap Flight started. It was just a hobby for a couple of years. I would just alert my friends anytime I found a great flight. And pretty soon it grew large enough that it was time to start thinking about turning it into a business, which it's been for the past 6 years now.
And now you've got more than 2 million members as part of the Cheap Flight family. And you've just published your first book, kind of telling some of the trade secrets, which is kind of interesting. It's called Take More Vacations, How to Search Better, Book Cheaper, and Travel the World. But Valerie, before you ask your next question, I want to piggyback on your trip because, you know, last week we talked with the Margaritaville people here in New York, and there's a possibility that you may need to come back and do a red carpet event with us here at the radio show. So my question to Scott is this. Is it better for her to book her round-trip flight to and from Italy for, like, the totality of her trip, and then if she has another trip that she needs to make in between, does she book another ticket or move that first ticket up with a return and then book another ticket to go back? Which would you advise? Which is the wiser way to go there?
Yeah, considering that there's no change fees to change your dates, as long as the fares aren't outrageous, I would just go ahead and change that original booking. You know, we're stuck. I think many of us kind of are locked into that old mindset of when you book your flights, your dates are locked in. But the airlines, again, to their credit, have made it much more flexible so that you can change your dates without having to pay an arm and a leg to do so. You're able to kind of make your plans more in pencil rather than pen. And I'd say take advantage of it.
Okay, but now no change fees. This concept, is this something just because of COVID? Do you think we're only going to see this until things start ramping up and they start to get a lot of passengers?
Yes.
That's a great question. And I think that was what a lot of people would have suspected. And so this is why the airlines actually went out of their way to make a point in saying that getting rid of change fees is a permanent move on their part.
I got a $50 bill that says that doesn't last the summer, but we'll see where that goes.
I hear permanent. I see. Okay. This isn't going to change in the next 5 to 10 years.
There you go.
Beyond that, who knows? But at least for the time being, for this decade, I think we can say change fees are
passe.
A thing of the past.
Wow. Okay. All
That's
right.
huge. So, Scott, if people are – and so Valerie's going international, and, of course, those are always very expensive flights. What are a couple of things to keep in mind if you're just trying to fly domestically and take your Milan versus Dayton example there? A lot of people have, destinations they need to get to within the U.S. What's the secret domestically to finding the cheapest flight?
Yeah, so there are a few things. Let's say you're hoping to travel somewhere. You've got your destination picked out. Even you've got your dates picked out, the biggest source of flexibility that you still have is when you book your flights. And the thing that I recommend that folks do is rather than put it off to the last minute when flights are bound to be expensive, or just pick a random date and book when, again, flights might also be expensive, approach it with this concept of the Goldilocks windows. Not too early, not too late. Book in the middle when fares are just right. This Goldilocks window is when cheap flights are most likely to pop up. And for domestic flights, it's about 1 to 3 months in advance of travel. So if you're hoping to take a trip in September, you're going to want to get that booked by, somewhere between June to August is going to be when cheap flights are most
likely. So you don't have to really kill yourself to do it before that. You wait till that 1 to 3 month window ahead of time.
That's exactly right. Oftentimes, actually, if you book too early, the fares, especially on domestic flights, tend to be pretty expensive.
That's interesting. Scott Kies, hold on. His book is called Take More Vacations. His service is called Scott's Cheap Flights. We're going to tell you a lot more about it when we continue on Travel Night, Radio Night Live with Valerie Dealey, Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family.
Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square, and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Gift giving occurs year-round, whether for birthdays, holidays, or a special expression of thanks to your best clients and customers. Of course you want to show your love and gratitude, but you also want to give a gift that provides a positive image of you and your organization. Solaire infrared grills from BestHotGrill.com are both practical and unforgettable. Made in the USA, Solaire has a grill for most budgets, but more importantly, Solaire delivers the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Impressive out of the box, and even more so in use, the Solaire infrared grills are the gift of value that will build relationships. With every great tasting, juicy meal enjoyed from their Solaire, they'll think of you. Step up your gift giving. Learn more about the amazing Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Besthotgrill.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
Generally clear skies on this Tuesday evening at 61 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Around $24 billion from the American Rescue Plan is slated to arrive in New York this week, with a significant portion allocated to the Hudson Valley. Let's get more from Liz Warner.
Of approximately $3.9 billion en route to counties statewide, $188 million will go to Westchester, with $57 million earmarked for Dutchess and $75 million for Orange County, according to the Poughkeepsie Journal. Dutchess County Congressman Antonio Delgado said the stimulus funds put power into the hands of the people while enabling local government to build back stronger, safer, and healthier. The state funds are divvied up based on a formula that considers a community's size, wealth, and unemployment levels, and the money must be spent by 2024. Liz Warner, NBC News Radio, New York.
New York City will not be requiring students to get the coronavirus vaccine to return to school. Scott Pringle has more.
Mayor de Blasio says he discussed with his health team whether to make the vaccine mandatory for children in order to go to school, but says he doesn't think that's the way to go, at least not right now.
We are seeing extraordinary success right now in our schools. And this is before we've been able to vaccinate our kids. We're really excited that now we'll be able to start doing that. But no, the schools have been incredibly safe.
New York could get full authorization to begin vaccinations for 12 to 15-year-olds as early as Thursday. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Thank you, Scott. Taking a look at the traffic. Outbound side of the Holland Tunnel, about a 15-minute wait. Inbound, about a 5-minute wait from the Turnpike, 10 minutes from 1 and 9. Lincoln Tunnel down to about 10, maybe 15 minutes. Inbound, we're good, and the George Washington Bridge is doing fine. Your forecast, partly cloudy skies tonight, overnight low 47. Sunshine for Wednesday, high 63. Sunny on Thursday, high 66. We wrap up the business week on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, high of 67. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, I hope that you'll do what I just did, because Scott Kies, during the break, I went over to scottscheapflights.com. And I signed up for your alerts for cheap flights, and so I'm now going to be part of the Scott's Cheap Flights family. But Valerie Dealey, I'm sure you already knew all about it and had already signed up. You're the fourth generation travel pro between the two of us. I'm the awkward amateur here. But no,
can I ask something just absolutely. To jump in for a second? Because I'm curious, Scott, I'm going to be forward here and ask you, what is your revenue source? Is it membership fees? How does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we decided early on, you know, we didn't want to be supported by kind of commissions and affiliate fees because we wanted to give folks faith that every deal that we flagged for them was a deal we truly believed in, a deal we thought, yes, you should know about this one because it's a deal that I would personally be interested in, and not one where you're having to wonder, oh, is it because They're getting a kickback for saying this. So it's entirely supported by members. You know, it's a membership subscription where you have both a free list and then a paid membership list with additional perks for folks on the premium list.
Fantastic. I mean, congratulations on your success. I'm looking forward to getting in there more deeply and, looking closely. Because now hearing you say, I think I am a week away from potentially going to Italy. And you're telling me it should have been a month, 1 to 3 months ago.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, that generally speaking, you don't want to wait till the last minute because the airline. Well, let me give you bad news and good news. Generally speaking, you don't want to wait till the last minute. And the reason why is because business travelers are the ones who tend to book last minute. And what do airlines love to do with business travelers? They love to gouge them. They love to charge them exorbitant rates because they know they'll pay because it's their company paying, not them. The good news that I have for you is that because there's so little business travel right now,
yes,
because there's so little travel between the U.S. and Europe, given the broader restrictions on tourism, there are actually still quite a lot of good last-minute deals on flights, especially from New York to Rome. You know, I took a look, and I'm seeing nonstop flights throughout the end of May and early June, as little as $250 each way, nonstop round trip, which, again, not the best we've ever seen. The best we've ever seen is about $243 round trip.
Hey, I can do $250 each way. That's fine. But
it's a good deal.
I didn't even know, Scott, that I would be able to go because, as Kevin and I were talking about, that now there's, no quarantine in mid-May. Everything is in flux in Italy, but we're getting more substantive information. So that's why I have put it off. Because
that's right. But yes, I'm so glad you brought that up, because one of the things I think that leads folks to overpay are these cognitive biases. And one of those cognitive biases is procrastination. I mean, booking flights is a uniquely torturous experience. Who likes booking flights? It's generally not a fun thing that people have to do. And so what do you do with something that's not terribly fun? We all tend to put it off. But because airfare is so extraordinarily volatile, when you see a good fare, don't put it off. Book it now, book it sooner rather than later, because today's cheap flight might be tomorrow's expensive flight. And conversely, today's expensive flight may be tomorrow's cheap flight.
Well, and understanding that these things are constantly in flux, you're going to Italy, Valerie. I'm looking to try to score some reasonable tickets to Cancun for the bride and I come November. And I'm gonna use your tip there, Scott, that 1 to 3 month window. I was already starting to canvass them, but I thought, if I'm a little bit too early, that might not be the best thing. And I wouldn't have known that if you hadn't told me that tonight. The bulk of air travel is going to change, in your perspective, how over the next summer months in particular, given what we're doing in the pandemic recovery from where we were a year ago?
This is a great question. So summer flights are about to get more expensive, but it's not because of the rebound in travel demand that we're currently seeing. It's because summer flights are always expensive. Every single year, it's the most popular time of year to travel, not just because the weather's nice, but because you have students and teachers and parents with kids in school who maybe this is the only time of year that they can travel. And so the flights tend to get more expensive. But the thing that I would caution you against is assuming that the rebound in travel interest means that flights are all about to get more expensive, especially for the fall and beyond. To the contrary, we have been living in the golden age of cheap flights, and we've been living in it for years before the pandemic. All those factors that cause flights to be so cheap for years are going to continue to be in place coming out of the pandemic, and are going to keep those, New York to Madrid for $297 round trip, those New York to Alaska for $214 round trip. These are all deals we've found just in
Scott, time. I want people to thank you so much for being with us. I want people to go to your website, scottscheapflights.com, for more info.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework, and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
Listen up. Patriot Mobile is calling all patriots. Now more than ever, it's vital to support companies and organizations that share our values, and Patriot Mobile does just that and a lot more. If you switch now and bring your own phone, you can get 50% off your first 2 months of service, plus a free Patriot starter kit, and you can also enter a Be a Patriot promotion to win a free phone and cellular service for life from Patriot Mobile. Listen, this promotion is special with three ways to win. Donate to one of their participating charities, switch your service to Patriot, or send in your thoughts on what it means to be a patriot. Patriot has the broadest nationwide coverage and uses the same cell towers as everyone else and has plans to fit every budget. It's easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT. Vets and responders save even more. Get the discount, free starter kit, and a chance to win by using the offer code GORKA. Promotion details at patriotmobile.com/GORKA. 972-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile, where conservatives support and save.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Dennis Prager doesn't understand the logic.
Doesn't it show that there's something fraudulent in at least the presentation of the effectiveness of the vaccine? If you're vaccinated, why do you give a damn if the next guy's vaccinated? Convoluted nonsense. I mean, the drivel, it's like men give birth.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com. From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
And it's Tuesdays when Valerie Delia stops in to give us, to lavish upon us her latest Delia's Deals. And we have some from her coming up in the final segment, in the next segment. But Valerie, we're excited to welcome another guest tonight. She's the Director of Public Relations for Cunard in North America. And that means she oversees media relations, film and photo shoots, special events, public relations, brand campaigns, social media, sponsorships for North America and Canada. Her name is Jackie Chase, and she joins us now. Jackie, welcome aboard. Good to have you.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, Jackie, great to have you with us. And Jackie has a fan club of her own. She's been in this business for such a long time, and there's so many shipsters who just really worship our Jackie. So, Jackie, I think it's phenomenal to be with you. And Kevin, yes, Jackie and I were speaking this week about all the memorabilia. My name should be Memorabilia Delia because I have so much of it. And I'm holding in my hands right now, Jackie, I have the Cunard Cruise News on a cruise to Nassau on board the RMS Queen Mary, November 23rd, 1965. I must have been in utero. And and this was a cruise to Nassau with my parents as a very, very little girl. Then the Queen Elizabeth passenger list, the historic tandem crossing, QE2, Queen Mary 2. This was April 25th. And last but not least, you're going to love this one. And I love this so close to my heart. The program for the supper dance celebrating the maiden arrival of the Queen Elizabeth II in the United States in New York, May 8th, 1969. It has my parents' name in it. And so I can think is, how honored did Mr. and Mrs. Avery Rockefeller and Mr. and Mrs. George Plimpton and Mr. and Mrs. Skitch Henderson feel to be in the presence of Mr. and Mrs. Paul Delia?
Oh my gosh, Val, that is, I love hearing that. And wow, what incredible cruise memorabilia you possess. That's wonderful.
I love it. I dig into, I just have so much stuff. I can't get rid of it. I love it. But I can get rid of it, Jackie, as you and I were speaking about, because the original Queen Mary, which is now in Long Beach, California, has the room, right, of memorabilia. And you said that you're interested in seeing some of my stuff, and I would love to share it.
Oh my gosh, we would be so delighted. So yes, in 2019, Cunard and the Queen Mary in Long Beach collaborated on the creation and opening of a museum space on board the Queen Mary. It's called the Cunard Room. And, you know, I think that we began to realize that so many of their hundreds of thousands of annual visitors didn't really know that there was a connection between the Queen Mary and Cunard. And so the Queen Mary folks have just been passionate about bringing this space to life. Everett Ward, who's their Commodore, the Queen Mary played a huge role in bringing this to life. So we are super excited. It just features an incredible kind of snapshot of the history of Cunard and our relationship to the Queen Mary and wonderful pieces of memorabilia. So we are excited. I hope we can put those front and center on display for people to enjoy.
Thank you. I would love that.
Jackie, I've got a question for you, and obviously Cunard is taking a little bit of a slower time to get back in the water as it pertains to the public cruising, but there does seem to be some rift between some of the countries that have ports, like America and New York City in particular, and some of the major cruise lines, and I'm just curious your thought of where your industry is at right now in the recovery of the pandemic.
Yeah, of course, Kevin, great question, and definitely what's on everyone's mind who is interested in cruise. And, you know, I think that we're coming into a very optimistic landscape now after everything that everyone's been through in the last, year plus. And we're starting to get more encouraging guidance from the CDC. And, sailing is definitely looking very promising now for, into 2021. Right now, just to give you an example for Cunard, we will be sailing some round Britain voyages that are for British residents only, and a few other of the major cruise lines will do it as well. So it's going to be a great first foray back to sea. Obviously, we're not sailing yet in the U.S., as that's still to be determined. However, I will say that Queen Mary II, our flagship and the one that all New Yorkers are very familiar with, because she spends a lot of time there in the year.
She does. And our skyline doesn't look the same when she's not here.
Oh, thank you. Well, we really miss being there. And she's slated to be returning to crossings in mid-November. So right now she is scheduled to be leaving Southampton on November 12th and doing her first crossing back to New York. And so, obviously no one can say for sure what's playing out, but it's certainly looking much more encouraging.
That's very encouraging.
And Jackie, just wanted to talk about the, you have some very important, you're calling them events, and then centenary voyages, something that seems to be launching in 2022. Can you tell me the difference between those two?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So I'll start with the 2022 event voyages. This is basically, we just announced our lineup of these are voyages that have themes to them. So we've started really robustly offering event voyages over the last many years, and they have comprised fashion and literature and science and, all kinds of different themes. So we're very excited about our event lineup, event voyage lineup in 2022. We'll be hosting the UK's National Symphony Orchestra with Anthony and Gliss. We will have another one of our Literature at Sea festivals featuring many well-known authors. We are going to have a new art and design event voyage. So what's really great about these event voyages, Val and Kevin, is that people can go and they can fully immerse themselves in the event voyage program. But if people aren't interested in doing so much of those thematic events, they don't have to. The rest of the ship is still open and offering all of the usual experiences that they love. So that's super exciting that we're going to be, bringing those back. And then the centenary sailings, these are our world voyages that are going to be happening in 2023.
We're short on time, Jackie, yeah. And I want to make sure people can go and find out more. Is it Cunard.com that they should visit?
Yes, it is.
All right. Cunard.com. And find out about these special events and these special voyages, because as you heard Jackie say, probably not getting back to normal here until maybe November. But if I come across the George Washington Bridge and I see the Queen Mary parked there in November, it's gonna feel really good heading into the holiday season. Jackie, thank you so much for being with us.
You.
Coming right back,
thank
it's Radio
so
Night
much.
Live. Don't go away.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 970, The Answer.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt, and now you're not sure how to fix the problem? Larry Elder here. Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. So gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-793-9159. Call now. 1-800-793-9159. That's 1-800-793-9159.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October. I personally can't get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance. Join us to be amazed and inspired.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. You'll have the best experience imaginable. We're confident by October our trip will be safe. So register today worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees.
We'll sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Experience unforgettable cuisine and join us for an authentic Sabbath service.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am970theanswer.com or download our AM 970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970 The Answer.
Everyone needs a place to call home. Tune in to Ion Real Estate for the latest news on real estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10. Again, that's every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970 The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right. Can't believe how quickly this hour has gone by. But I hope you know a lot more about cheap flights and a little bit of a more, tantalizing tease to get back into cruising. I mean, Val, now that I know you've got all that memorabilia, like, it's like I want to, like, sit down and look at all your pictures and everything with you. It's like, I don't know, it's not a world I know a lot about, but I'm certainly my appetite is being much more whetted as we go along. But no waste of time here. You've got deals for us, and I want to make sure people go to travelwithval.com and check them out. What are we going to take a look at tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go through them really quickly again, Kevin. So you can get the details online, as you said, travelwithval.com. And we're seeing a lot of Florida. South Seas Island Resort has a Seas the Summer. That is the name of that promotion. This is in Captiva on Florida's Gulf Coast. And go check that one out so that you enjoy every fourth night free when you stay three nights. So check that out. And then let's go on to the Alfund Inn in Winter Park, Florida. And this is the Let's Go Getaway package. And it has a one-night stay in a classic room. You get a $50 hotel credit per stay. So rates start at $219 per night. So check that one out. And here we go. The SeaWorld Parks and Entertainment, I love this, offering free admission for U.S. military veterans and their families to SeaWorld Orlando, San Antonio, and San Diego Parks. So you need to register for this one before May 16th. So jump on that one. And then also in Florida, the Florida Keys, Postcard Inn, Beach Resort and Marina. Stay two nights or more to save up 25%. Of your roommate rate, rather, and then receive a $50 credit. So check that one out. And then going up to New England, Waterbury Adventure Challenge is in northern Vermont, and this is stay and play packages up to 25% off. And travelers looking for a safe domestic getaway this summer is the Ocean State of Rhode Island, where we had a timeshare for many years in Newport. And so check that one out also for, as we're talking about those driving vacations.
Yeah.
And then, yes, and then travelers, here we go with the Holland America Line is launching a new Have It All premium package that includes shore excursions, beverages, specialty dining, and Wi-Fi in one base cruise fare. And this savings is valued at $99 per guest per day for a 7-day cruise. So get in there to find out where it's going, where Holland America's going, and all of these deals and all of the amenities that you will get along with this Have It All fare.
All right, friends, you've got to go to one place. Write this down, travelwithval.com, travelwithval.com. And then on the homepage, there's a couple of links across the top. Look for Delia's Deals. She has them all laid out there for you. So nice, so neat, so organized. You'd think she was a fourth-generation pro or something at it. anyway, hey, Valerie, great to see you. Great show tonight. Thank you, as always.
Kevin, thank you.
Kevin McCullough, tomorrow night we talk medical and wellness issues with Dr. Nicole Sapphire.